You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Ideas sometimes need more meat on their bones, so we flesh them out.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, this week's question comes from a listener named Elizabeth. Elizabeth says she was in a meeting recently, and she heard someone say, "We still need to flush out this concept." She says everyone knew what this person meant, but that it should have been flesh out. And, you know, I've got to admit, I actually don't know that I would have noticed that something was wrong.
I would have noticed, and I hear this a good amount, and I see it sometimes in writing, too, that people are flushing out ideas. And I must say I have an internal giggle about it because I just imagine these ideas being flushed down the toilet, which is not what they mean. They actually want to develop the ideas, to flesh them out. Let's talk about how this might be happening. I will note that this flesh confusion has made the Merriam-Webster Top 10 Confused Pairs of Words, Volume 2. And as soon as you hear me doing that, you can hear part of the reason these are getting confused. I'm having to articulate pretty carefully to make sure that you can hear the difference between flush and flesh.
And I had to do that when I read what Elizabeth says she heard the person say.
Those two vowels, in terms of the way we pronounce them, are close enough to each other that certainly in rapid speech, you can imagine them getting confused. So that's issue number one. The other issue, I think, is that there is a way that these can get used in similar contexts in a way that may have thrown some people off. Let's start with flesh out. This is a metaphor, obviously, of putting flesh or meat on the bones. So once you use it metaphorically, you can be to add development, to move beyond the outline of something, to add some details. So that is to flesh it out. To flush it out can mean a couple of things. One meaning of flush is the cleaning out the system meaning, usually through water. But there is another meaning of flush that may not be on everyone's radar right off the bat, which is to bring something out into the open.
Like flushing birds out of a bush or something like that,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
And that's what I think of when I hear that. That's what I thought it was supposed to be.
And I think that's where some of the confusion is. That so you can flush birds out of a tree or a bush. There are some great examples of people trying to flush out Bigfoot from wherever Bigfoot is. They're trying to flush Bigfoot out. But when you use that metaphorically, it can also be to bring something out into the open. You'll find examples of people saying, we need to flush out the reason for that, or flush out his reasoning, which is bring his reasoning out into the open where we can see it. And that's where I think you can see some confusion of, are we flushing out the reasoning or fleshing it out, getting more details to understand it? That may be one source of it. I have been thinking about the fact that flesh it out, there is a similarity with beef it up.
More flesh.
And the Oxford English Dictionary has to beef up back to 1941 to mean to strengthen. And there again, we are seeing this metaphor of adding muscle, flesh, beef to something. And it's a pretty powerful metaphor.
Well, Anne, thanks so much for fleshing out all of those details. Have a good weekend.
I'm not going to use flesh right now.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.